Savannah Wright is singing to her little sister, Peyton. All the pain of what you have to do, there was a lot of pain for young Peyton as she battled brain cancer, and for the rest of their family when they lost Peyton at the age of 5. Yet because of what she taught them, they still believed this. It's gonna be a good day. I'm Jeff Bell with another story of turning adversity into advocacy.
It'll be almost 8 years that she passed away, and I think my family is still in disbelief.
That's Holly Wright, Peyton's mother. She says her youngest daughter was incredibly courageous throughout her treatment for brain cancer. In fact, while being wheeled into her first surgery,
she looked up at my husband and she said, "Oh, Daddy, don't cry, it's going to be a good day."
The Wrights lost Peyton in May of 2007, but shortly before, she'd shared with them what she most wanted.
Peyton had said, "I want you to help other children," and we looked at each other and we said, "Well, that's what we're going to do."
The Wrights realized that they could best help other children like Peyton by helping their parents avoid the financial horrors that they themselves had been through.
We went through our children's college fund, we went through our 401k, so, I mean, we went through everything we had.
So the Wrights formed the Peyton Wright Foundation to help support families caring for a child with brain cancer, raising money, providing hope, and reminding them that even in their darkest hours. To learn more about how the Wright family is turning adversity into advocacy, visit A2AAlliance.org. Jeff Bell, KCBS.